Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The Cochrane Collaboration was recently awarded the status of non-governmental organisation in official relations with the World Health Organisation, formalising a long-standing relationship between the two organisations. In an editorial entitled Making Systematic Reviews Global, in this month's issue of the Cochrane Library, Professor Lisa Barrow of the University of California in San Francisco and co-director of the San Francisco branch of the U.S. Cochrane Center, and Davina Gersi of the World Health Organization's Innovation, Information, Evidence and Research Cluster look at the background and implications of this announcement. We asked Lisa Barrow to explain more.
On January 24, 2011, the World Health Organization Executive Board awarded the Cochrane Collaboration the status of a non-governmental organization in official relations with the WHO, establishing a partnership with formalized communication between the two organizations. In our editorial this month, we reflect on the importance of this step and the opportunities that it implies. The decision to formalize the relationship between these two complex organizations is the result of many years of informal ad hoc collaboration on a number of projects and programs. An early example of the Cochrane-WHO partnership was the WHO Reproductive Health Library, launched in 1997. This online review journal has provided universal free access to Cochrane reviews that consider aspects of sexual and reproductive health. This has offered actionable and practical advice to clinicians, policymakers, and consumers with the aim of improving health outcomes, particularly in low- and middle-income countries. Building relationships between the two organizations serves a number of purposes. It advances the use of evidence to inform healthcare and health policy decision-making, and it ensures that reviews are conducted that are directly relevant to low- and middle-income countries, while also building research capacity in those regions. Since the introduction of the Reproductive Health Library, there have been many other projects and programs where individuals and groups from the Cochrane Collaboration and the WHO have worked together. The Evidence and Practice Network and the production of support summaries of Cochrane reviews aimed at policymakers in resource-poor settings are examples of projects to improve the use of evidence to inform healthcare decisions. Collaboration with the WHO will enable the Cochrane Collaboration to extend its reach to countries where its impact may currently be limited. Individuals and groups within Cochrane who work with the WHO to produce relevant reviews and who participate in capacity-building activities, such as workshops and co-authoring reviews with WHO staff, are making a valuable contribution towards ensuring that WHO recommendations are based on sound evidence. Cochrane collaborators have conducted specific reviews and review updates aimed at supporting the creation of WHO guidelines as well as the essential medicines list. This has been accompanied by the WHO's adoption of the GRADE tool whenever possible for evaluating the quality of evidence for supporting the production of evidence-based recommendations. Cochrane collaborators have also provided training to WHO-affiliated staff in the use of GRADE and interpretation of systematic reviews. This work has extended to the development of country-specific guidelines in WHO member states. Current plans include a library of evidence for nutrition interventions, including relevant Cochrane reviews. Collaboration is not limited to activities involving WHO headquarters in Geneva. The Campbell and Cochrane Equity Methods Group, for example, is developing ways to improve the relevance of Cochrane reviews for low- and middle-income countries, and group members established a WHO collaborating center for knowledge translation and health technology assessment in health equity with the Pan American Health Organization, WHO's regional office for the Americas. The center is currently expanding and updating its equity-oriented toolkit for health technology assessment. The Equity Methods Group has also produced an equity checklist for review authors. At its forthcoming mid-year meeting in Split, Croatia, the collaboration will develop strategies for increasing engagement and participation across the globe. One aspect of this will certainly include consideration of how Cochrane can most effectively support the WHO in delivering evidence-based healthcare and health policy in low- and middle-income countries.
You can read this and other editorials from the Cochrane Library at www.thecochranelibrary.com/editorials.